In 2005, life threw its wildest curveball at us. My husband was fighting his second battle with cancer, showing incredible bravery every step of the way. Amidst this, our home was a whirlwind of activity and emotions. Our youngest was about to turn 2 in December, our 4-year-old was a bundle of energy, and our teens were navigating their own dramas. The cancer treatments drained us in every way possible, emotionally, physically, and financially. Cancer is tough, and it touches families in deeply challenging ways. Then, as Christmas approached, our lives were turned upside down. On December 18, my husband passed away from a heart attack. Suddenly, I was alone with the kids, with no life insurance, and our home had been sold to pay off debts. That first Christmas without him was a blur of heartache and confusion, as we tried to navigate our new reality. In the wake of this and in a desperate need to stay afloat, I harnessed my inbuilt tenacity and partnered this with a knowledge of travel destinations and a background in marketing, and I started my travel business, in an unfinished basement. Imagine the chaos. My little ones launching toys down the stairs to grab my attention while I'm on the phone, pretending I've got everything under control from my drafts basement office. Somehow, it worked, and my little venture started to take off. Turning a crisis into an opportunity. As another Christmas without him was on the horizon, I knew we needed a bit of a shake-up. Still tight on cash and paying down debts, I managed to get an affordable agent rate on a Royal Caribbean cruise. In a gutsy move, we packed up the van and drove 26 hours to Florida. I was set on turning December 18 from a day of sadness to one of celebration. That trip sparked a whole new family tradition for us, cruising. It became a time to look forward to as we made it an annual tradition. In the early years, we crammed into tiny windowless cabins which always seemed to stink of smelly socks, but it was a happy time, believe it or not. Year after year, how we cruised depended on our budget. Sometimes it meant a long road trip to the port, but it always involved remembering him on the 18th, turning a day of heartache into one of happy memories. The kids grew up knowing that day was tough for me, but it brought us closer together. We're a team, through and through, and cruising has become our way of celebrating life, no matter the highs and lows. It's our little nod to the journey we've been on and the strength we've found together. Often we would cruise with my parents, who would fly in from UK to meet us somewhere. Or a group of friends and their family. Always great. Often different, but happy times and happy memories. Fast forward nearly 2 decades since our first cruise adventure, and our love for cruising is still going strong, evolving with every wave. Now, with the kids all grown up and have significant others and even one grandchild, it's amazing to see how our cruising habits have shifted to match our growing, changing family. One size does not fit all. Cruising is like exploring different worlds. On one hand, you've got these massive cruise ships, literal floating cities brimming with non-stop entertainment, activities, and food to die for. Thousands of people. Restaurants and bars galore. They're perfect for when the whole gang gets together. There's something for the toddlers, the teens, the parents and even the grandparents, from splashy kids programs to cool teen hangouts, and shows that leave us all in awe. Then there's the food. Every kind of cuisine you can imagine, making every meal an adventure. I do have a rule to at least have dinner together every day. If I am paying, I want to hear about their enjoyment every day. On the flip side, there are the smaller, more intimate cruises that take us into the heart of hidden gems, ports too quaint for the big ships to reach. It's a totally different vibe, one where you get to dive into the local culture, meet the people, and really soak in the atmosphere. My preference most of the time. So how do you choose? What is your flavor? Like ice cream, we all like something different, and where cruises are concerned, one size doesn't fit all. I threw the question out to the family. What's your dream cruise? I'll kick things off. Just to set the scene, I'm Lorraine, 59, semi-retired and a sucker for great food and markets and exploring small towns and villages. Favorite city in the world? Venice. I'm all about that luxury life. Give me a plush room and top-notch service any day. My ideal cruise would be a river cruise. Imagine gliding along the Danube in a balcony cabin, watching the towns and villages of Europe drift by. But here's the twist. I'd dodge the summer crowds and go for the magic of the Christmas markets. Vienna, Salzburg, Cologne. Each with its own unique vibe, the aroma of street food, the warmth of Glühwein, the charm of local crafts. Pure bliss. I love the sociable side of river cruising. You make so many friends. AMA Waterways is my go-to, and I've been eyeing their AMA Magna for the longest time. And guess what? In just 2 weeks, we're set to embark on not one, but two river cruises, one with AMA from Amsterdam, still space to join me, and another on the Rhone with Riverside Luxury Cruises in the south of France. I'm buzzing. Camilla's choice. I'm Camilla, 34, the oldest. I live in Vancouver with my partner and two rescued dogs, and I am all about adventures. Dream cruise? Heading back to Asia, where I grew up. Think starting in Singapore on the celebrity solstice, hitting up Thailand, Vietnam, and ending in Hong Kong, where my childhood memories are would be a dream. Mum picked this for next Christmas for us, and I cannot wait. It will be like a trip down memory lane to a region of the world I love, and on a cruise with the family. Check it out here. Oliver's choice. I'm Oliver, 32, cooking up a storm as a chef here in Toronto, so naturally, my dream cruise is all about the food. I'd go for a Mediterranean culinary-themed cruise in a heartbeat. Picture this. A guest chef leading us through local markets, then teaching us how to whip up dishes with the day's haul. The destination isn't a deal-breaker for me, but if I had to pick, sailing around the Greek islands with Windstar would be top of my list. Oscar's choice. Hey there, I'm Oscar, 21, soon to be political science grad with a serious thing for history and culture. When I graduate, I dream of globe-trotting and diving into international affairs. But when it comes to cruising, ancient history is where it's at for me. Imagine getting up close with the pyramids of Egypt, soaking up stories of civilizations long gone. My ideal adventure? A river cruise right down the Nile with AMA Waterways, maybe add a bit of land exploration to really get into the nitty-gritty. But hey, as long as I'm hanging with the fam, it's all epic to me. I love small ship cruising as it's very sociable, and I love hearing stories of people's lives. Maddie's choice. Hi, I'm Maddie, 20, buzzing with energy and deeply sociable. My friends are my heartbeat, and my life practically orbits around them. Currently, I'm on a quest to snag my travel license because wanderlust runs in my veins. To me, cruising epitomizes the ultimate getaway since it caters to every whim and fancy, and boy, does my family have a kaleidoscope of preferences. That's why I'm setting my sights on Virgin Voyages Adults Only Cruise. It's the perfect scene for non-stop dancing, show-stopping entertainment, and forging new friendships. The thought of diving into that vibrant atmosphere has me all kinds of excited. Then, there's Keith, my partner, gift from God, of almost 8 years in everything from life to business. His dream cruise has a need for speed, a voyage that includes a pit stop at a Formula One Grand Prix, maybe the dazzling lights of Dubai for the Abu Dhabi race or the glamorous shores of Monaco for their iconic Grand Prix. But, ever the romantic, he mentioned that as long as we're sharing the adventure, he'd be just as content in a little rib boat on a quiet pond. How sweet is that? As you've seen from our family's diverse dream cruise ideas, everyone's perfect getaway looks different. That's why I always take the time to talk with my clients to understand their unique tastes before making any suggestions. Just like I often say in my columns, being a travel advisor is similar to being a realtor, it's all about you. It's not my trip, but I'll dive deep to find the perfect fit for your dream vacation. If you're on the hunt for the ideal cruise, there are some fantastic deals happening right now. I've personally experienced everything from river cruises to huge ship cruises, low budget to Ulala Pamper Me cruises, Asian adventures to Mediterranean voyages and the ever-popular Caribbean escapades. I stay up to date with the latest cruise news, the newest ships, and the hottest offers, so don't hesitate to get in touch, and let's set sail together. And if the idea of joining our extended family cruise this Christmas sparks your interest, here's the link with all the details. Trust me, I've snagged us some amazing deals. Here are a few hand-picked special cruise deals right now. Virgin Voyages, Maddie's choice. 60% off your second sailor plus free drinks March 2024 to November 2025 sailing on all ships. Celebrity cruises, everyone loves, 75% off second guest. Third and fourth guests free. Cruises from under $500. AMA Waterways. Join me last minute special exclusive rates, March 31, 2024 last minute special $1,800 discount. $3,800 Inc. All meals, wine and beer and excursions. $800 flight from Toronto. Windstar Greek Island and Italy Amalfi Coast, Oscar's choice. From $2,900 cruise only and $3,390 all inclusive. Toronto flight from $840. Windstar Athens to Athens no single supplement from $2,800 pp. Christmas in Asia on Celebrity Solstice $4,500 concierge class 12 nights. Next week you will need the luck of the Irish for my giveaway. As this weekend is St. Patrick's Day, celebrated all over the world, I will share with you my Ireland love story. Traveling to Ireland for the first time, we fell in love with everything about the country and ended up buying property. We took a giant leap of faith, buying at auction, sight unseen, but could not be happier. So why is it one of the most amazing places on earth in my opinion? I will share some fabulous locations, some stories and some deals too. Don't miss it as I even have a giveaway. If you are curious and want to see a bit about our Ireland story, head to my website and you will see a couple of videos right on the homepage www.lorrainesimpson.com. As ever, please share, like, love and all those support things to keep this going. Follow me on Instagram for the latest updates and to follow me around the world.